It's Friday morning on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Friday, March 2nd.
It is March. That was a rough transition yesterday.
I forgot how when we change months that social media gurus that that means like double the work because of all the codes that go behind the posts that you do. So thank you, Sarah, for all the hard work you do and for changing everything so that it now
typing
says March.
March on everything for our website so people can actually listen.
It goes back to like the days of writing checks and we'd write the wrong year on the check and then like scribble it and then you couldn't use the check because the date wasn't clear. Yeah,
it's true. It's my year like transition was fine, but I was writing 2018 in like November last year. So that one I was like ahead of the game on.
It's okay for my, in terms of birthdays, I've, you know, had my age wrong for the last 3 years. So
yeah, I've done that.
Keep thinking that I'm older than I am.
Every time I sign up for a race license, I'm like, what? How old am I? I don't remember
how old I am. It is Friday morning. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for your support of the Coffee Hour. Check him out, Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can find them in the underwriter section at kfuo.org or go to their website, cuw.edu. Well, speaking of behind the scenes things, all the work that you do to make our website beautiful and keep our posts active and fresh on social media and pretty. By the way,
yes.
No,
I like
pretty's not the right word, is it? They look
probably not
the right word, but they're
engaging,
and they're classy.
There you go.
Like the posts that that you do, especially the weekend stuff. The posts for the weekend for like upcoming worship and things like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Always pulling from the liturgy,
encouraging stuff that encourages us, and that's just a good example of what we're about to talk about today.
Yeah.
That behind the scenes things that we may not always necessarily see, the people who are doing those things that we may not always necessarily see need to believe in the mission as well. And a good friend who wrote an outstanding article, a blog post about this, Paul Federwitz, he's information technology coordinator with Lutheran Bible Translators, is on the phone with us today. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk with you this morning and to share with our listeners a bit more about what you do with Lutheran Bible Translators. Then we'll talk about this this blog post that caught my attention a couple days ago. Paul, tell us what you do as Information Technology Coordinator with Lutheran Bible Translators.
My job is pretty varied. I feel like I do just about everything that has to do, you know, deal with technology and how we engage that in the mission of the organization. And so that can be anywhere from keeping the systems up and running, like, you know, email server, ways for people to be able to share information, be able to connect to the internet, to things that have to do more with what I would call language technology, where we're working with making sure that those who are working on translation can do that translation, that they have the software and the tools that they need. I do training on translation software. But then also looking at, you know, how do we do a distribution of the scripture once we have it translated? Historically, that's been printed. Now we're looking at apps. So it's a very wide range, kind of sticking my nose in perhaps wherever I see that technology could improve the work that somebody's doing.
You know those memes on social media, like the six different images of what I, how I, you know, see my job, how what my family thinks I do, what my friends think I do. So,
and what I really do,
What does that look like for you, Paul? What do you think the rest of the world thinks you do, and what do you actually do? How do those compare? What is the rest of the world's view of of IT information technology look like?
Yeah, so that one, there was one about IT that I saw a few years ago that I should have just printed it out and stuck it on my wall, except I don't print anything anymore. But it was, so I'll end with the what I think I do, which is just like the Google search page. Sometimes I feel like I spend as much of my time on Google as I do doing anything else. But that picture of what the rest of the world thinks that I do. You know, when I started in IT, there was still very much those, you know, the mainframes in the basement, you know, and you've got these terminals that people are using, and It's this, you know, there's this magic happening behind the wire, and people didn't really necessarily have an understanding of what was happening back there. I think there's a little bit of that still carries over. But I think that there's also, you know, people start to get more and more involved in the technology themselves. You know, everybody's carrying around a smartphone. A lot more people understand what's happening with their computer. But I think we still get that view with IT where it's like, well, we're going to do our thing, and when it doesn't work, then we're going to call IT to come in and fix it. And it's that, you know, that view sometimes of, you know, IT is just kind of sitting back there waiting for the problems. And it puts IT in a very reactionary state rather than a proactive state.
So then when you're dealing with all of this technology and you know, you're in the midst of problem solving, how do you connect with the people that you're working with and really understand what their needs are and how you can best meet them?
Yeah, so one of the things that's been very important for my job is that even though our offices are based out of Concordia, Missouri, I'm actually based out of Ghana. I'm in Concordia right now while we're talking because I'm coming, you know, to the offices for meetings and working with the office staff. But by being based in West Africa and by being based with other missionaries, that allows me to have a much more firsthand experience with people. There was a few years ago when I was working with the Ghana Institute of Linguistics, Literacy, and Bible Translation, we call it GILBIT for short, which is one of our partners in Ghana. And, you know, we had an office in northern Ghana, and the IT department mainly stayed there. And when I took over the IT department, I pushed for us to get out to each of the projects. We had 30 projects around the country. And so we would make trips out to the project offices and help people where they were. But when I look back at that, I realized that the most important part of that trip was not actually what we fixed on the trip. It was the relationships. It was sitting down with people where they were, understanding their situation, so that when we received that phone call saying, I'm having this problem, I could actually visualize their situation and think about what is it that they're dealing with that affects this. You know, if they're in a mountainous region, cell phone signals are going to be an issue that's going to affect internet connections. So it's that getting out and being with people, interacting with them on their jobs, and then being able to kind of look at the technology that could apply to their situation.
And then building those relationships helps people that maybe think that they sit behind a desk all the time or are Googling all the time. I totally get you on that one.
Sarah plays on Facebook all day. We know
yeah,
that.
I stare at a screen a lot.
Two screens.
Two screens, and one of them is pretty big. Why is it so important for people to build those relationships and to really understand, as an IT professional, really understand the mission of the organization that you're working for?
So you're getting into my next blog post, which is going to be it's about people. But those relationships are important to have that that informal communication that tells you kind of where things are going, what the needs are, and what concerns people have, and those are the times that I can better help people. You know, sometimes people don't always know what to ask for. They don't actually know what their problem is. They just know that something's not working. And so being able to sit down and talk about that, understand the process issues that may not be working, but then also looking at, you know, where are things going in the future is very important.
When you mentioned the mainframe computer earlier, I think I know which one of them you might be referring to. Was it the giant one in the basement of the dorm at Concordia University River Forest in the basement of Mary Martha? Yeah,
yeah. Sarah's more than one.
Sarah's like much younger than us. And Sarah probably didn't know that.
No,
Concordia University, Chicago, Concordia River Forest, there was a giant mainframe in the basement of the dorm or multiple computers. Yeah. And so there were terminals throughout the campus. This was,
this is well before my time there.
And on other campuses.
That's true. Yeah, that was like where the headquarters for all of CUIS at that time, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Wow.
You know, we think about cloud computing as a new thing. No, it's, you know, it's just what goes around comes around. We went from these mainframes to personal computers to back to essentially mainframes that are in the cloud, and we're connecting to them with terminals in our pocket.
It's crazy. Well, we have just about a minute left. You know, in your recent blog post, the IT's role is to believe in the mission. Yes, it's important to have that knowledge, that experience, that education in information technology. But I think the point that you made very clear here, really any role that you're in, is to believe in the mission. And it's clear from your work that that's what you're about as well. With just a few seconds left, how can we follow your story and hear what's going on with your work with Lutheran Bible Translators?
So I do blog at PA Federwitz, FEDERWITZ, PAFederwitz.wordpress.com, or we're on the LBG website, www.lbg.org. And I will say, I'm going to put a shout out here that if anybody is interested in IT admissions, feel free to send an email to recruiter@lbt.org. We'd love to see some more IT people on the field believing in the mission.
Outstanding. Check them out, lbt.org. You can find Paul and Ali Federwitz there serving in Ghana. Paul, thanks so much for sharing your story today, and I hope we can talk more as well. This is intriguing to me because quite often we don't realize how important technology is right there on the front line. Thanks for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
And by all means, give my regards to your lovely bride, Ali. Coming up in just a little bit, more Coffee Hour, music around the world in what?
80 minutes.
But
we're going to squish it into 12.
12.